The government says it wants to protect telecoms from national security threats, but it's rural America that's going to feel the impact. This is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Jack Stewart in for Molly Wood. Many remote parts of America can now get decently high-speed internet connections, but that progress made over the last decade is now threatened. The Federal Communications Commission is moving ahead with plans to stop telecommunications companies buying equipment from foreign companies it considers to be a security threat. Really, this move has a couple of Chinese companies in the crosshairs, Huawei and ZTE. Phone and internet providers will have to stop buying their equipment or even rip it out. And Huawei in particular has become a key provider in rural areas for a couple of reasons, says Christopher Mitchell. He monitors community broadband at the nonprofit Institute for Local Self-Reliance.
Huawei started coming across my radar when they started making really low bids to provide gear to the rural wireless providers. And it seemed like they were coming in with very low prices in order to try to buy market share. At that time, it seemed like it was a pretty good deal for the rural operators to take that gear. It was good gear that allowed them to push their business plans out further. And you know, now there's national security concerns. And so what started off as a good idea, unfortunately, now seems to have some significant problems in retrospect.
I feel like maybe if I was reliant on this rural broadband and I was using it to do my online banking and email with people, I perhaps wouldn't be particularly worried that what I was doing was a national security threat or that anybody could get useful information from that. Is it really a credible threat for these, relatively remote places?
Well, from a security perspective, the security professionals think in terms of an attack surface, and you want to minimize the attack surface, which is to say you want to give an opponent as few opportunities as possible to get in. And one of the things that we've seen with computers and telecommunications is that if you allow an opponent into your network, it's quite amazing how far they can go within that. And so they may start by penetrating and getting a little bit of information in a rural network in Montana, and they may find ways of leveraging that to go quite far and actually threaten national security in some ways. And I think that's an experiment that we don't want to run.
So one of the proposals now is basically to rip out a lot of this equipment. Do you think that makes sense to go that far?
I think it does make sense. This is gear that can last from 3 to 5 years. And while different parts of the network may present different security threats, there's certainly aspects that it may be worth replacing early. And not only that, I mean, we're seeing a lot of these networks will be upgraded over time to take advantage of newer wireless technologies anyway. So in some ways, it's an opportunity for some. I certainly think that there's a real threat if we're expecting these rural providers that operate on very thin margins, if we're going to force them to bear the cost of ripping that out, then I think that's the mistake. But ripping it out to me seems reasonable in a number of cases.
Ultimately, what will this mean for consumers that rely on some of this telecommunications in these more rural areas? Will it take longer to get the internet to them or telecommunications in general, or will they potentially lose service?
Well, in rural areas where we're seeing this gear being used, effectively the Chinese had been subsidizing rural deployment in the United States because they were charging such low rates for the gear. It allowed the rural wireless providers to get out there and to go further than they otherwise would be able to. And so if we don't do anything to pick up that slack, then we will see broadband expanded more slowly across rural areas. But this would also be an opportunity to revisit our programs to make sure that we're investing sufficiently in rural broadband from the American government and not just taking advantage of Chinese trade policy.
Some people would say that Huawei and other Chinese companies are just being unfairly targeted here.
Right. Well, there's been allegations, and we've certainly seen evidence that there's equipment made in the United States that has had backdoors to help governments get access to this sort of information. I do think that it is not the same thing. I think that China presents a unique threat to open societies. And while I don't condone the United States putting backdoors into this kind of telecommunications equipment, I don't view it at the same level of threat. And I think that Huawei is a pretty unique threat to open society around the globe.
Christopher Mitchell there, the director of the Community Broadband Networks Initiative at the Institute for Local Self-Reliance. And the FCC votes on this proposal at its meeting on November the 19th. And now for some related links. The Washington Post has a great piece with the headline, Huawei helped bring internet to small town America. Now its equipment has to go. And it really gives the color of how smaller telecommunications providers have helped fill the gaps left by the big companies and how those firms relied on affordable Huawei technology to do it. The LA Times adds, in swaths of rural America, along roads where there are just a few farms or homes within a mile-long stretch, customers are so few that the likes of AT&T and T-Mobile don't bother to build cell towers for coverage. For some numbers on this, check out the Pew Research Center. We'll link to their report, which says two-thirds of rural Americans do have home broadband. That's up from one-third a decade previously. And is that progress that we can really afford to see go backwards? I'm Jack Stewart, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.